Hi, I'm Al Criazzo from Catskill Mountain Housing. You're listening to WGXC, Agra, Catskill, and Hudson.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
All day on Friday, December 31st, tune in the best music of the year as WGXC counts down the top 100 songs played on WGXC in the past year. Tune in beginning at 1 p.m. and taking you all the way through midnight and beyond with the top 100 songs on 2021 on WGXC 90.
Because anytime you sing about Jesus, how many of you know there's something about that name? There's something about that name. So I want you to listen to it, and let's let the Lord bless us in this song.
Yeah. something happens. Something happens. Something happens. Yeah. The reason why I know it is because something is happening right now. Something is happening right now. I feel it all. I feel his presence. I feel his presence. I feel his anointing. Because there's something about me. Something about me.
We'll be right back. Praise the Lord. Unto us a child is born. Yes, Lord, yes. And unto us a son is given. That's what it's all about right now, right here. We're at Brightside, where there is a bright side every time we come together in the name of the Lord. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, with our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Martin Randall, who is engaged in keeping us on the air right now. So I just give a shout out to Mr. Martin and thank him for being here, working overtime, triple time to get us on this airline. And I just thank God for him, because there's no us without him on this radio right now, or anytime we come on the radio for that matter. I wish you all have a happy and merry Christmas season. And I know that it is a difficult season for a lot of people, a lot of us, myself included. But as the Queen of England said yesterday, there's still joy. There's still joy. And I thank God for that. Voices missing from the table. I had several deaths in 2021, and more than a handful, actually, in that number, my dad. But yet there was still joy. And that's what the season is about. The joy that Jesus Christ has brought into this world and into the lives of those who will receive. And so I thank God for that this day. I hope you did have the opportunity to have some joy and enjoy the Christmas celebration, whether you were by yourself, you know, because you can be with God. There's a majority. You're never alone. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in you, that's a majority right there. But I hope that you had joy wherever you were, wherever you did. And it's not over yet. It's not even over at all, because Christmas is really every day. Christ with us every day. So I thank God for that this morning. And I thank God for the musical interpretations of God's love and grace that we get to share on the air every time we get here. So we listened this morning so far to Something Happens with Bishop Paul Morton, and Unto Us a Child is Born with Bishop B.B. I must have elevated him. I don't think he's a bishop, but with B.B. and C.C. Winans. We have more songs back to back, almost 30 minutes of soul-stirring music with a message for the heart and the mind and the spirit. And we're going to come back after that with our spiritual social commentary for this 26th day, the 360th day of the year, the 51st week of 2021. We're counting down the clock, beloved, and we're almost there to the crossover into a new year. We're going to come back here, though, with some songs, Away in a Manger by the McCray Sisters, Silent Night with the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Drummer Boy, Donald Lawrence, and the Tri-City Singers, Come All Ye Faithful, Mr. Kirk Franklin and Family, Angels We Have Heard on High, Sister Mandisa, What a Wonderful Child, Mariah Carey. Yes, beloved. And after that, I'll be back. So you sit back. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here. There's a bright side somewhere. It's with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and here is 30 minutes of nonstop music with a message for the heart and the mind and the soul.
Way in a manger, no crib for a bed. Little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. Stars in the sky looked down where he lay. Little Lord Jesus, asleep on the hay.
The cattle are lowing, the baby awaits, the little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. And I love the Lord Jesus, look down from the sky, stay by my side until morning is night.
Oh,
and bless all the dear children in your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live.
Hey. just sleep and relax your mind. Tell all our family and friends, I want you to remember this line.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, and Hatfield, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, and this is There Is a Bright Side Somewhere, right here with me on WGXC. We're listening to The Mighty Clouds of Joy, Silent Night, and some more music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul right behind. Don't go nowhere.
I just want to tell y'all a little story about how we should give all that we have to Christ. We should give our last to Him because He gave His life for us. Y'all with me out there? This is a little story about a boy who came and gave the Lord the very best that he had. You know, we need to give God all that we have. Y'all with me? Anyway, one day he walked out, and there was a lot of excitement in the town, and people were walking and running, and they had gifts in their arms, and he wondered what was going on. Where were they going? What was all the excitement about? And one person came up, and another person came up, and they came to him, and this is what they said. They said, come. It was a newborn king that was born.
A newborn king.
And they had the finest gifts in them. And the reason they had this, they had to lay it down before this newborn king.
To lay before
hallelujah. Churchy, ain't it? Think I want to change the key right here. Well, I got up in front of the king and I said this. I said, little baby.
Little baby.
You see, I'm a poor boy just like you are.
I am a poor boy.
No, I don't have a lot of money. Everybody got such fine gifts, and I'm embarrassed because I don't have those kind of gifts.
Couldn't afford to buy it.
And you know, I just really didn't have anything that was worthy of you. Because you're the king. You're the king. I forgot. Can I play my little drum for you? Play my little drum for you. Can I offer you this sincere praise that I have, Lord?
Hold my drum.
Hallelujah. I feel this thing. Think I want to change the key one more time. Well, I got my little drum out and I got the feeling and I got the grooving with it. And you know what? I looked over at his mother and she was nodding. She was feeling the beat I was playing. You know what? The Shekinah glory came in the house and I looked around and the animals was nodding. The animals was rocking with the beat. See, when God comes in the building, everybody's got to move.
I played my drum.
I played so I felt it myself, and then I tried to play my best.
I played it.
Then when I looked down at him,
he smiled at me.
Smiled.
with smile talk, I couldn't help but cry. I couldn't help but cry when I was looking at the little baby Jesus, smiling. Somebody that he didn't even know came just to give his life just for me. Oh, he smiled at me and the tears came more. They came up. A shiver came over me, y'all, and I couldn't hardly play no more. I saw him look up, and I realized he was the light of the world. Hey. He smiled at me, me.
Me and my drum.
Oh, me and my drum, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me and my drum.
And from then on, I knew I was gonna bless him.
Me and my drum.
With everything I had.
Pray.
I'm gonna bless him.
Hey, me and my drum.
If you want your trouble to leave, just bless him with your drum.
Me and my drum.
If you want your bills to get away from you, just bless the Lord.
Me and my drum.
Hey, just look at somebody and say, I'll
yes,
pray. I'll praise him.
I'll
bless him.
Hey, me and my drum.
Say it like you mean it, y'all. Just me.
Just me and my drum.
If I have to do it by myself, I'm gonna bless him.
Me and my drum.
Hey. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I'll praise him.
I'll praise him.
I'll bless him.
I'll bless
hey.
Him. Me and my drum.
Hey, y'all, I feel this thing. I feel it. I feel it.
Just me and my drum.
Oh. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Me and my drum.
Feel a praise in the house.
Yeah.
Hey. Praise him. Come on, y'all. Just praise him. Praise him. Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh. Go on. Yeah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
good.
Oh,
Father, Jesus, Jesus, born, what a wonderful child. New life and new hope, new joy he brings. King of kings, my God, my God. Beloved, it's Pastor Kim here. And I just got a little moment for a message about Jesus and who would imagine him a king. Who would imagine him a king? You know, there are people who claim that Jesus was a mythological figure and they say he never existed. They claim that there's no account about him apart from the Bible. At the same time, they contradict themselves because they say that any accounts of Jesus outside of the Bible is fake news. But they have a motive for claiming these claims. But just by saying it, even being authorities and somewhat knowledgeable figures, does not make their claims accurate or true. The defense and the intellectual defense of the Christian religion answers such claims with documents that prove that the opposite is actually true. That in addition to the biblical writers of Matthew, the savvy tax collector, Mark, the Greek interpreter, Apostle Peter, interpreter, Luke, a physician, and John, a businessman, as well as a fisherman, there were almost twice as many non-biblical first century sources who wrote about Jesus and or Christianity in the first century. There's so many names, and I'm running out of time, but, you know, Tacitus, I can't talk about them all, the Babylonian Talmud, Mara Bar Serapion, who was believed to be a monotheistic pagan. And while not speaking of Jesus directly, Pliny the Younger, a Roman governor, wrote to the emperor asking, what am I supposed to do with these Christians? And then very popular and most well-known, Josephus, whose writings about Jesus really verify everything that the New Testament had to say about him. And then there was also Lucian and Sironius. So, you know, we have evidence of the historical Jesus, beloved. That's not just written in Bible. But what does the Bible say? In Matthew 1 and 20, 21 verse and 24th verse, it reads, Joseph, the son of David, fear not to take Mary for your wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord bid him, and he took Mary for his wife. He didn't have any sexual relations with her until after she had her first child, and he called his name Jesus. And in Matthew chapter 2, it tells us that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, to Herod the king, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are coming to worship him. Herod, it tells us in Matthew 2, gathered chief priests and scribes and scholars and demanded answers. And they told him that according to the prophets, this child would be born in Bethlehem. And the wise men followed the counsel of the priests and the scholars. And that's where they found the newborn King Jesus. And this is the first reference to the fact that Jesus was born, not a prince, but a king. It also sets the precedent of giving gifts at Christmas because the wise men came bearing gifts. And priests and scholars who studied the ancient religious texts of Judaism believed that Christ, the anointed one, would be born in Bethlehem. Beloved, wise men from the east believed that these scribes and these priests were knowledgeable enough for them to listen to them. And they were committed and determined to see this newborn king. So they followed their teaching, they followed their guidance, they followed their counsel. Beloved wise men still follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And wise men and women, people, amen. Today, we still follow Jesus Christ. We still seeking after him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We still celebrating him, hallelujah, as those early wise men did. And even now, after the celebration of the day of his birth. Like them, we still seek after Jesus. Yes, we do. Listen, beloved, Paul wrote to Timothy, his son in the work of ministry, that Jesus is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Revelation 19, it says that on his robe and on his thigh, he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the only historical figure that has broken the timeline. We have A, B, C before Christ and A.D. after his death. And for people who thought that was too Christian, they came up with B.C.E. and C.E. But beloved, that just means before Christian era and Christian era. I'm telling you, beloved, hallelujah. They didn't think he was going to be the king that he is. When they crucified him on that tree, they put the name up there, King of the Jews, but they thought they had ended his story. But he came from glory to be our salvation story, and he is our king. So celebrate, not just on December 25th. The celebration of our king is every day. Christ's life is every day, and we celebrate that he came to save us from our sin, save us from the power of Satan, the power of death, the sting of death, and the penalty of our sin. I thank God this morning that I have this King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I can talk about him, and I can sing about him, and I can shout about him, because he's just that good. I'm Pastor Kim, beloved. Who would imagine 2021 years later, we still be celebrating this king? Who would have imagined? Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Some people don't, they don't imagine that they're really celebrating the birth of the King of Kings. They tried to teach us to celebrate Santa Claus. They tried to teach us to just celebrate a holiday. But he still reigns, and his name hasn't changed. It's Jesus, Savior of the world. I love him. I thank God for him, and I thank God for you. And beloved, that's my spiritual social commentary for today, this 26th day of December, the day after we celebrate the newborn king. God bless you. God keep you. And as we get ready to get out of here, we got more music to share. This time from Mississippi Children's Choir, Christmas Time is here. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry, beloved, I'm going to switch that up. I'm just going to go out with Joy to the World. Happy Kwanzaa, everybody. Starts today. Happy Kwanzaa. Listen, it's going to be the end of the year before we get back here. Yes, beloved, Christmas Eve is coming up. I'll be ministering online with the Pay Nanny Church and celebrating Watch Night service on Friday night, the 31st. If you want to join us, you know, reach out and touch. We'll get that information to you. And, but again, until I talk to you or see you again, Happy New Year to you and to yours, and a Happy Kwanzaa too. This is Whitney Houston. Joy to the world. Happy birthday to all you December babies, you New Year's Eve babies, you New Year's Day babies. We'll see you next year in 2022. Yes, beloved, the King of Kings is coming near. Here we go with Miss Whitney Houston, Joy to the World.